We are learning Mesechtas Erevin, Daf Memtes Amabez, and we are beginning from the Mishnah Memtes Amabez. Our Mishnah discusses a person who is Bederech, and he wants to be able to reach a city. The only problem is he's 4,000 amas away from a city. So if he's Kainish Visa right where he is, he will not be able to walk to a city. So the Mishnah gives the Eitzah that if you recognize a place in the ahead of you, 2,000 amas, and you can see that place ahead of you, the halacha is you could say, I want my shvisa to be right by that fence or right under that tree, and that works, and that will be a shvisa, and you can walk almost 2,000 amas to the tree, and then 2,000 amas from there into your city, and you'll be able to reach your city. If you, Ben HaShemashas, you realize the tree, and you say, I want to be kind of under that tree. That's what our Mishnah is going to discuss. And there's another halacha in our Mishnah discuss that, let's say you don't know exactly the spot where you want to kind of shvisa, that might be problematic. So let's see the Mishnah inside. Misha Baba Derech, a person who's on the way, b'choshkoloi, and it's starting getting dark, it's Shabbos, it's almost Shabbos, v'yamake ilon egeder, and he recognizes ahead a tree or a fence, v'omar shvisasi tachtav, he says, I want to be kind of shvisa under that tree. But it doesn't specify which space under that tree. Loya maklum, it's not a good Erev. And we'll see in the Gemara Machlokes what Loya Maklum means. But he says, I want to be kind of Shvisa at the trunk of that tree. So then that's a Masuyim Diga place, a specific type of place. And he could see it and he knows he's going there. Mahalach Imokim Raglov, he could walk from where he is right now, about Ikroi Apayim Amma, 2000 Amma. So Ikroi, about Abesai Apayim Amma, he could walk another 2000 Amma from the tree, because the tree becomes his Makum Shvisa. The trunk of his tree becomes his Makum Shvisa. And therefore he gets 2000 Amma in each direction from the trunk of the tree. So from here to the tree is 2000 Amma. From there to the house is 2000 Amma. Nimsa. Turns out he can walk 4,000 amas after it gets dark, and because he has a makam shvisa. But if he doesn't recognize anything ahead of him, he doesn't notice halacha, he says, I want to be kind of shvisa right here. Then he gets kind of shvisa right here, and he can only move 2,000 amas from his space right now, and therefore you won't be able to reach a city, you'll only go 2,000 amas. And the truth is, if you're in this place, you don't have to say anything either, like Tosfos speaks out. Tosfos speaks out, like it says in Perek Kol Ma'arvin, that if you're awake, you could, no problem. Sleeping is a shayla, machlokes, but if you're awake, you kind of shvisim without saying anything. But it just says that, agav, the ratio, it says that you said shvisasim v'kaymi. Now, what's the halacha? You get 2,000 amas in each direction. How is that? So the Mishnah says, agulois. It's round. That means you stand in one spot, and in every direction you go 2,000 amas. All around, you make a circle around you, you go 2,000 amas in each direction. That's how far you go. He gets a square. Ketavim ravas, like a square. And what you do is, you look at a person in the middle, then you go in each direction 2,000 amas, to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. And now you have 2,000 amas, and then you make a square around it. So it comes out, you are gaining in the corners. It comes out from your spot until the corner is 2,800 amas by erech, and that's how much you can walk. And the Gemara will discuss that by Riches, the exact pshat in this halacha. Chamayim meravas, square. Ketavim meravas, like a square box. Kadesh yiniskel azav, so you should gain the corners. Vizuhi, which means this type of person who's bederech, who doesn't have any bread, vizuhi shomro ani ma'av ragla. This is the case where we allow someone to make an erev with his feet. Omra meya onu ein lonu al oni. Only oni can use his feet. But an usher, if he wants to make an erev, he has to use bread. Rabbi Yudem, you know, echad oni vechad usher. Saya oni, saya usher could use his legs, he doesn't need bread. Le omru ma'av ma'pas, only said you have to use bread. Ella hok ella usher. To make it easy for the usher, that he can send a shliach, he doesn't have to go himself. So Yotzav Yarav Agav, he doesn't have to go himself to make Erev, he can send someone out. But of course, a usher is allowed to do Ma'arav Agav also. It's just a kula for him that he can use pass and send someone out with pass. Ramei, on the other hand, holds the whole heter to make an Erev Baraglov is only for an oni who can't afford the bread. But if you can afford bread, it's better to make Erev with the bread. Ad Kana Mishnah. But now the first, next Blat Gemara is going to concentrate on the first part of our Mishnah. The first part of a Mishnah said that someone's Bederech and he can't reach a city. He sees a tree 2,000 amas in front of him. He says, I want my Shvisa to be under that tree. So the Mishnah says, depends. If I say a specific place, I want it by the trunk. So then you can walk to the tree 2,000 amas and from the tree to your house 2,000 amas. But if you just say under the tree or near the fence, and it's not a mesuyim diga place, it's not a specific place, then the halacha is loyam aklum. What does loyam aklum mean? So it's machloikas negemar. Zok the gemara. My loyam aklum. What does it mean that if you don't say a specific place under the tree, it's loyam aklum? What does that mean? Amar Rav. Loy oma klum kol iker. It doesn't work at all. The filo takasu ilam atzal. You can't even go to the under the tree. And Rashi explains, you can't move out of your place now more than four amos because I said I don't want to be kodesh shvisa right here where I am. I want to go to that tree, and under the tree not kodesh shvisa. Since you didn't say a specific place, it doesn't work. An erev has to be a specific four amos. If you don't say a specific four amos, it does not work. And therefore, he's stuck. He made a mistake now. He lost the shvisa right here, and he didn't kind of shvisa down there. He gets nothing. Lo yamaklum means he can't move from his place. Like Rashi says, lo yoz is mem koimai. Shari makam ragel velin shvisa, shari akadaitai. Velibay mekan. And takas ilo also, he wasn't kind of because of a specific place. That's Rav Shita. Mishmuel Amar, no. We're going to go like Rashi's pshat that he holds as the main pshat, Rashi's first pshat, and that's Rashi's pshat holds the ikka pshat. V'shmuel Amar, loy omar klum lebeisai. He can't, if he doesn't have a specific place under a tree, he can't go to his house. Avol takal shi lumatzai ozav, you go under the tree. And let's, before we go further, let's explain what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel is saying, and since, of course, even if you don't say a specific place under the tree, it could be kainish visa. But since you don't know where it is, so it could be anywhere under the tree. Now the case was that from his house, from here to his house, is 4,000 amos. The tree, under the tree, is 30 amos. So now, if his shvisa is the first part of 30 amos, so it turns out he's not going to be able to reach his house. Why? Because from the trunk of the tree to his house, well, not from the trunk, let's say from the end of under the tree, the last 4 amos of under the tree to this house is 2,000 amos. So if he would make the area there, by the furthest spot under the tree, then he'd be able to walk to his house. The problem is, maybe his shvisa is 30 amos closer to him under the tree, and therefore he's missing 30 amos that he won't be able to reach his house. And so therefore, since he didn't specify a place under the tree, he won't be able to reach his house because maybe the Erev, the shvisa, is under the tree that's closer to him and not closer to the house. Let's read it inside. But you go under the tree. Under the tree becomes like a chamar gomel, which means a makam safik, which means you slept this way and slept this way. If you want to say, you know, I want to count from the north of the tree so I can walk to my house. We say, no, maybe your shvisa is only on the south side under the tree. You want to count from the south side under the tree, so therefore I can walk backwards a little bit because that's my makom shvisa. So I get 2,000 amos towards me and then behind me another 30 amos. Moed lametzaf, we say no. Maybe his erev is closer to the house. So since under the tree is not klar, so we don't know where in the 30 amos is. So it makes problems. So you have to take that into account that you have to be machmir that the 30 amos under there could go either direction, and therefore that can be counted as your place towards your house. So if your house is 4,000 amos away, you will not be able to reach your house because you lost 30 amos that under the tree is a makam safik, and that's what it means loyam aklum. So it's machlokes. Rav says loyam aklum means you're not koina at all. Why? Because you didn't make a makam asuyim. And Shmuel says you are koina, but it's a safik. It's a makam safik under the tree. So since it's a makam safik under the tree, you're stuck for those 30 amos. You have to go back and forth. You can't be sure which way to go. You have to go to Chumrah.